This is how much we know about movies. We just, this, if you want a raw review of movies, you're getting it right here because we don't know shit.
Dad!
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Is that like nostalgia purposes for kids these age?
I don't give a shit. I don't care.
We get that, Pop.
Fine, I'll Google it. Through the magic of podcasting.
I mean, you don't
have
to Google it. I'm just saying, just take it out.
No, no.
Not bring it out, or just be better prepared.
Now I'm going to shut your fucking mouth.
I am your father.
Man, sometimes I wish, like, things would stay at a simpler time mentality.
Welcome to the Two Dads Review Podcast.
Hoo-wee, boy. All right, well, that, what a great show. I cannot get over how good this show is.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is really fun. And we are, our one episode left. You've got whatever Mobius is going to do to the TVA, which sounds like
now,
it's going to be.
Now, do you think he runs back into Homegirl, who's trying to do her thing, and you get that, like, classic, like, hey, babe. I know you fucking nuked me off the la-la land over there, but I still love you. Let's go ride on a jet ski. I'm fucking Owen Wilson, man. Right? Like, and then he gets her to be all good, and then you have the weird meeting at the end where he's kind of like, hey, this is my new boo. I know she tried to kill us all, but we're all
She's
on the same
now.
Page now. And, like, all the Lokis are like, yeah, I mean, we've all done some fucked up shit, so really, who are we to judge?
Right, yeah, I mean, other than keeping the TVA running for the purposes of what you've been told, you know, if she's just trying to keep complete pandemonium from breaking out at the TVA, then it makes her trying to stay the path makes sense, but does she have it in her to change and see what's actually happening, though? Do we
well,
see...
What I'm saying. I mean, I think her end game is to figure out who's been running the show no matter what, but... She also knows that doing her point from where she's at, it's easier to keep the whole system flowing and just get in, right? Like, there's other people doing it, so now, okay, we can all do it. But again, like, if she's like, oh, well, fuck it. Hey, guys, you were all kidnapped throughout time in other areas and shit. Don't know where your branches are. I'm going to go do this. Like, she would get murdered in the first 8 seconds.
Right.
You know, like... So I don't know if she'll have like a good guy turnaround, but I also don't think unless she could sit on the throne of the thing and run it, because she has definitely proven that I don't really care who you are as long as the ends justifies the means, right? Like,
right.
So I don't know, man. It's like, I don't get a vibe off of her that she's going to want to be like, Queen Bee, you know, like, it's just, this was the way for me to get to where I needed to get.
Yeah,
and I made that choice to sacrifice anybody that didn't align in my path.
And the one thing they haven't gone over, not that they really need to, but, like, the promotion structure at TVA, like, whoever used to run the courts now, because she's in the top office, from what we can understand, she's the head right now, and now we saw flashbacks when she was an agent, you know, doing her thing, and there was somebody else being the judge at the, you know, the big desk. So, I mean...
I also imagine those guys die a lot.
Like, I mean...
You know, like, I imagine there is a very high recycle rate of people. But the thing is like, if you're brainwashed, then you... If Judge Tom on a Tuesday gets fucking murdered on a Wednesday and then Frank comes in on a Thursday, you're still going to think and act like you've known Frank forever, right? Like, I don't think they walk in and they go, oh, shit, Frank got a promotion. It's just Frank's always been there in my mind. Frank's always been a judge. And then when Frank gets thrown over into the fucking libraries, they're like, oh, Frank's always been a librarian. That, like, I think that's the kind of obscure cloud that goes through. Now she is probably like all out of the cloud now after watching the giant robots get decapitated. There's kind of like there's more to it than I thought, right? You know,
and we don't think that she knew there was anything above those three guys until
I think she thought that they were the boss hogs of it all, and I think she was probably on her own little inside spy mission, and then Loki's being Loki's just kind of threw a muck in everything. And when you had that whole, like, I killed my homie and tried to destroy all the other Lokis, at that point, she still doesn't know really if they're there to take down the TVA, if they're there to, like, she doesn't know exactly, like, what their game plan is. Like, are they just saying that they're going to take it down and then rule the whole shebang? Because I can't fucking work for these dudes. And then now my guy seems to be aligned with them. It's just this, no one wanted to talk to each other and figure out that all their shit was aligned in the same path, right? Like, right. So.
Well, and that, and also, if she thought those three guys were the timekeepers and that they were real people and they were the ones running this thing, and then she finds out that they aren't real, the only thing that she has in her life that she can even, like, hang on to make sure she doesn't go insane is the TVA work. So that could explain her, you know.
Yeah, where she's at now, yeah.
She's, I mean, like, I'm just, maintain this. All I know is this. I can't even think outside this box right now.
You know, that's why I think, like, when her, like, I mean, her veil's broken. Like, she's obviously gone off to do her own thing. She even sent, like, the little fucking Windows paperclip to go search up some crap. I just think... I just think she's gonna fucking
hi y'all
run into fucking Owen Wilson's dude. What is it? I always want to say Morbius, but it's
Mobius.
And, like, as she said earlier, you know, a friendship like ours doesn't,
he'll talk her down
this thing. Yeah, he's gonna be like, hey, I'm gonna talk and breathe at the same time,
right?
And you're gonna fucking pretty much vibe it, because I'm mowing goddamn Wilson.
Who wouldn't?
And then we're going to go do something dumb to save the day, and let's go about our business.
Go help the Lokis, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not going to be some sort of boss fight. We're going to gather up the folks at the TVA and you know, or at least the two of them, and who knows? It could be, we definitely have to let our head security girl out of jail.
Yeah, I mean, I hope she gets, like, just essentially let off the fucking leash, and she just gets to take the confinement aggression that she's been in, and then the fact that, like,
she took two punches and was gone in the last punches fight.
And then whoever wrote that for her all comes out in this fucking next episode.
Right. If she doesn't get to go off, I'll go on strike. That's it. She has to.
Yeah, or it better be one of those things where we all who watch the show, like, know that she deserves, like, I'm gonna fuck you up scene. And it doesn't come in this, and then there's one of these later movies that comes out, and then, like, lo and behold, like, here comes Time Cop Homegirl, fucking, like, foot down boot, and you're like, oh, who's that? And it pans up, and you go, oh!
Our girl's here!
Kill everybody! Yes! You know, like... I'll take that, and then it better be, like, one of those... essentially, like, 8-minute fight scenes where we pan from all different angles. I don't care if it's the same motion... Mm-hmm. We're watching from all different angles, like, for full 8 minutes, but I want to see her rock, like, 25 people minimum.
Right. She's only off when she has to throw a sword to somebody, and then she's distracted. So as long as she's not tossing swords, she's not going to take two hits and be down. Yeah, she needs her. I like that they're, you know, their story with her and her as just, she represents the rest of the lemmings. You know, so we see her journey, and we kind of see how the rest of them that are just the worker bees down there hopefully react when everybody's made aware of what is happening and the lies they've been told for eons, however long they've been alive.
One, you got to figure out, like, well, that would be the first question, right? So everybody'd be like, well, how fucking long have I been here? And then everybody's essentially going to go, we don't really know. We all just kind of... we're here.
Remember when Tom was a judge? I don't either, so I have no clue how long we've been here. But,
like, the initial reaction, though, is going to be everybody, we got to let them all know. Do that, everybody's going to die. Like, they're just going to kill each other and other shit. Like, pandemonium's going to set the fuck in. You would literally have to be like, all right, dude, we're going to sequester 7 people, drop them in 7 rooms for, like, 3 fucking months until they come to grasp with what it is, and then we, like, unblank the fucking screen, and they see there's another 1,000 of us standing out here that have all gone through the same bullshit, and we're like, we gotta go get another seven, guys. Like, you just went through it. This is what we've been doing.
It's like, welcome like, why? To it.
Well, could you imagine the bullshit you just experienced with a times billion other people experiencing it at the same time?
Right.
Like, that, I mean, honestly, if he's like, truly, let's burn it down, like, that's what it'll do. He'll walk in there and go, all right, I gotta figure out how to turn off everybody's, like, brainwashing mechanism, right? Mm-hmm. And right. if that happens, then you have to just bank that, like, the fuck you is only directed at the equipment, the areas they're in, and, like, anything associated with, like, the TVA. Because as soon as one of them goes, oh, I remember you, Tom. Fuck you. Like,
well, now think about this. If that kid either directs or can figure out where the next drop is coming from, imagine if he
drops the whole thing.
Drops there. The whole team, like the whole TVA pops himself at once, and boom, there's your army who's ready to go help fight whoever's in the castle or whatever it is. That could be wild if they're gonna all like turn and work with the Lokis to. Are we assuming that taking down this time god, or if it's the man at the end of the time, or whatever they call him in the comics, like, or if it's Kang, like they're talking about it possibly could be, like in this castle. Like, are we thinking that we could turn the TVA against them and get everybody to go? And
nah, I think the TVA is always going to be, it's going to be basically that thing that was like the object that kept our attention, but it's really not of importance in any way, shape, or form now. The only question is, what is Marvel going to do with those people? Right. Mm-hmm. Is Marvel going to go, I've already blipped people out and brought them back. Like, I'm not doing that shit again. So are we just going to destroy the place? And then everybody's going to, like, you may see like a Get Out scene, and it's like, hey, we've figured out the timeline thing. Like, there's the utopia they talked about. Like, everybody can go just chill the fuck out over there. Right. And you kind of get that, like, they walk to heaven. Everybody's fine. They're all in a perfect place. Don't worry about them, right? Or do they just go, nah, man, like, they were bad dudes. That's how we're going to treat it. And they just kill the whole thing.
Well, and yeah, talking about killing everything. So originally with this show, we thought popping was just wiping somebody from existence. But lo and behold, you get dropped where a giant cloud eats your body, like all the flesh. And it was like, that is even a worse way to go than initially thinking you're just being, you know, digitized into non-existence. Like, that's that with the whole USS, what was the name on that? Eldridge? On this, I need to go Google, like, the story behind the Eldridge, and, like, if it's one that was supposed to sink, but then this is one that didn't, so they had to zap it out. You know, that's, I did, like I said, while we were watching this, if it got into the clip, is there's so many Easter eggs in those piles of shit through the whole episode, and we are not that YouTube channel to be, like, digging through shit. We are not, but there has got to be so much stuff that's just piled into those just piles of shit. And it's cool because it's not even a city. It's just, like, literally the building was dropped right there. I mean, that's just it. It's wild. That's good. That's good. It's what a good – I mean – you know, both other shows.
They got to figure out too, like, what's the purpose of the guard dog, right? It's not, I mean, in theory, it's a guard dog to keep people out of, like, Castle in the Sky or whatever, but
it's also just eating everything that shows up.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So is it absorbing energy, and that is what is allowing the timeline to be worked on? Right? Like, so one of the side effects is branches pop out, but I also run out of juice. How do I get juice? Nexus event, prune the branch or whatever. They get sent down, smoke dog's like, ha ha, nom 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 nom. Then he's like, all right, I can go back to work for a fucking little bit.
Right.
Right? Yeah, like, because it's just kind of dumb to me why you would zap people off to wherever the fuck it is you're hiding.
Right.
Yeah, right. And then
I think you're onto something. I think I think that whoever's in that castle and that smoke monster has to feed on something to maintain either life force or energy to keep something running.
Or just to stay hidden or whatever. Yeah, like it can't, if that giant smoke monster's just like eating things to eat things, then why couldn't the guns just end matter? Like, right. why did the TVA have a, like, because you could have just grabbed Homeboy and literally set him on fire. And it would be doing the exact same thing. Like, why does it need to be a special gun that drops you off on another fucking...
To then have your skin
plane
melted
of space,
off.
Yeah, and then have something else fucking rip right. you apart.
Because the universe hates you. That's why.
Yeah, basically, like, yeah, you must have done something terribly wrong.
Well, it makes me think it's definitely, like, a big bad. It's like, that sounds like an evil plan type thing. Like, it sounds like if you're explaining... If you're the bad guy explaining your big long monologue, it's like, and then I digitized them and dropped them right in front of a skin-eating smoke machine monster. So, haha.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think this is definitely probably going to be a big bad. I don't think it's going to be like the Thanos
big bad. I was going to say, is it the Phase 4, Phase 5 big bad?
It's whoever... I mean, it's basically like... It's not going to be an army, right? It's not going to be like, I sent my minions out there, but I think we'll get a glimpse of... I have no idea who it is, but it'll be somebody you go, oh yeah, that motherfucker causes problems, but it'll also be not somebody so evil that the whole world is like, oh, that's like... That's a bad dude, right? You know, like,
right. Well, because we need Loki and Sylvie to survive for the next season. I mean, yes, you could kill Tom Hiddleston's Loki and continue the show on with someone else called Loki. But let's be honest, like, we want Tom Hiddleston, and I'm sure if he's on board, then, and they already have a season two. So we need the big bad to be scary enough to like be a single movie's bad guy, like Doctor Strange in the Multiverse. Like, it's probably could be the bad guy for that movie, and Loki and Sylvie just escape enough to, like, go warn them and get back into the timeline.
Yeah, it'll be the bad guy for it'll probably be the bad guy for whoever the first round of fights is for the next Marvel movie, right?
Yeah.
And then from there, we'll have a staggering effect to who, you know, it ends up, like, leading to, you know, because... Thanos is big bad, and then you got guys like,
you know, Ultron,
Sinister. Well, I mean, even Ultron, though, like, Ultron, you're like, is a big bad, but even if you didn't know the comics and you just watched the movies, just seeing Thanos' like floating fucking hand before ever seeing Ultron, you're like, well, that thing that I just seen that I have no idea what it is would rock this dude's world. Like, just the perceptions they gave off, you were like, he is not as bad as whatever right. that is.
When that guy gets out of that chair, shit's gonna go down.
Yes. You know, right. So like, I'm curious as to who you pick, because you gotta kind of walk like a thin line. You know, you gotta drop somebody that's either off the beaten path, that like when you read their little like statistic card, you're like, oh damn, dude, this guy's like jacked, and wow, he did have that one crazy run where he gave all these people fucking problems, but for whatever reason this dude just didn't take off in, you know, the actual comics kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you do something kind of unique where we always keep talking about, like, when are they going to bring in X-Men people, when are they going to bring in X-Men people, right? So do you catch something like where we see the hand of like Sinister now?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, well, that guy gave the X-Men a lot of fucking problems, right? And let's face it, the X-Men are the creme de la creme of superhero teams, right? Like, they've gone and fought everybody. They've gone and done all of this shit forever and on. Like, they got a litany of, like, bad dudes that you could yank out of stuff. And you could be like, nah, that's a tier to this, that's a tier to that, you know, like, I don't know, because we're in a Loki universe, right? what bad guy are you going to pick?
Because
Loki has pretty much always been the bad guy.
Right.
So you got to think of the problems Loki caused. And they're massive, but they're not like Thanos or anything like that. Now, granted, maybe if he got all the stuff, you'd be like, yeah, that's a good dude to cause a whole fuck ton of problems. But he always fails, right?
Right.
But then the guy they run into, you got to look at him and go, yeah, that's a fair fight. Like, there's maybe like a 5-pound sway one way, but at any given night, they could knock them out and he could knock them out. Right? Like,
right.
I would love to see the dry erase board that had like the tournament for like villains, you know, like for who they were picking and shit. Yes. Like, yeah. I want to see that. Like, I want to see the Marvel draft board of villains, like who they're like plotting out and everything like that. That would be fantastic.
It would be. It would be. So final and most important question before next episode. Does Mobius get on a jet ski in episode 6?
I don't think we're ever going to see Mobius on a jet ski in the episode unless there's just some weird hidden character thing. Yeah, and the only way it happens on this is like he goes to that sky castle. There's like a moat or water or something around.
Or a space jet ski. It just kind of looks like one, but it kind of just hovers around. I'll take that.
Nope. It's got to be like a real jet ski. And it could even be something as like dumb as they're leaving, and for whatever reason, like the timekeepers also like jet skis, so they go down to a dock and there just happens to be 4 fucking jet skis, and he has to give them a quick rundown of like how to ride a jet ski, you know, like
right
shit, and then they all just ride off to the other side of the fucking like lake or whatever, right? You know, like that would be great.
It seems like bad writing if you're going to talk about a jet ski 2 different episodes in a row and then not give the poor man a jet ski. Now, I'll take it next season, but I'll be a little bit sad. Even if you like, and at some point, so if we finish the TVA part of the story next episode, are we dropping everybody back into a branch so they can live their life out?
And that's the other thing. I don't think the TVA is like over. I think, if anything, everybody there is going to be like, well, what the fuck do I do? Because I don't think the solution is going to be, hey, we're going to throw all these branches back out in the world and then let a whole bunch of people know that they have a Nexus event coming, drop them back off of their planet, and be like, go live your life until your world ends.
Right. I wonder
but
if...
I could see them all going... We could stop pruning branches and learn how to fix Nexus events, and then the TVA changes, right? But like the system stays in place, because essentially you got how many ever people there are at that place that have no home.
Mm-hmm. No timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they don't quote unquote exist.
Right. I mean, and with everything that's going on with Wanda and the Doctor Strange movie, I could see whatever is happening, this is all, like, if episode 6 more than likely or hopefully will just, like, something that she's doing, like, all of her, like, astral projection reading through the Darkhold is gonna cause or is going to help or hinder whatever, and it's gonna just blow the timeline up, because the movie's called Multiverse of Madness. So we know at some point that sacred timeline has got to split again and no one's gonna fix it. Or the TVA will be in so much, like, disarray that because of what's going on, that all of those, another spike is going to happen where they all started branching crazy. And then, you know, when she dropped all the stuff in episode 2 or 3 or whatever, and they all hit the red line where they can't be pruned and they're all Nexus events and we have a multiverse and then it goes crazy. I don't know. That could be because the TVA is not around to stop it. And that's how it happens. And I'm hoping that the Scarlet Witch stuff ties in, or they at least bring in a little bit next week.
Why?
Because it's all gonna tie together, man. It's the last.
Why would you have something from a separate show jump into this show, banking that it leads into the movie that you want it to happen in? Like, why wouldn't you just say, I want to see my Scarlet Witch shit in the movie that I know that they're going to be in?
Because we've been talking timelines the whole time, man.
I know, like, but, like, we're not even, like, we're not even remotely in that field of play. Like, hers is a whole other, like, I heard a faint echo through the distance of some mystical realm. Like, this shit is grounded in, like, their little area. So I just don't know why we would go to the bad guy of the Loki episode and then all of a sudden go, hey, bitches, come here, Scarlet Witch.
Well, more the fact that we're dealing with the timeline and we don't want to, and the TVA doesn't want a multiverse. And the next
the TVA
movie's...
doesn't, like, the TVA is nothing right now. Like, you're, who's telling anybody in the TVA go do something somewhere right now?
Nobody, which means any event that's going to cause a spike or a branch is going to go redline.
Okay, so why do we need the Scarlet Witch? That's what I'm getting at. Like, I don't.
We might not.
Why.
No, that's a good point. I'll give you that. That's a good point. Okay. Anything that causes a branch.
I was trying to
now.
Like tie it in their head because I mean, if they go and because what I was thinking is since you like brought her up in their whole like echo and then into the Doctor Strange movie, my thing was is maybe they quote unquote fix the branches like they. They realize that it's supposed to spiral out of control and everybody's supposed to go about and do their business. Again, though, we still have the TVA people that are like, we don't have anything to like go back to. And I don't think the multiverse is going to do this weird thing where like, here's my branch. Oh, but I remember that I had all of these other branches that used to be on me. Boom, they're there. And then everybody gets to go back. I am curious though if they're like the TVA is watching all these red lines happen like you were saying and no one's like I got no instructions like what do we do and then they realize that like the whole thing has to change now like they got nowhere to go but they can help the new things that are happening right like the TVA gets like repurposed or whatever and then that little end of existence area is essentially like our Marvel heaven.
Yeah, right. That could be it. That's a neat little plan. Yeah,
because then I could see like Wanda's stuff, especially if you kind of like did the old like let's rewind it, and then you see where she was sitting, and then you see Castle in the Sky like blow up, or the two Lokis and like the TVA people like all there. And then you had her like, huh? And then you go like pan out the fucking Doctor Strange meditating somewhere. And like, there was only one way this could work. But by the way, I also looked at all the other scenarios that are out there because I realized I was going to get stuck managing this shit.
Right. Yeah. So you know? I saw something on it. Speaking that you just brought that up is that somebody on the internet was saying that when he was doing his whole look into the future is that he was also looking to see to see which one, not just if they won, because they probably won a bunch of them, but which one didn't get them pruned. Somebody brought that point up when he did his whole, like, looking through. So which of our time traveling that you would really normally have caused, you know, the TVA to take notice of it, doesn't get it stuck, doesn't, like, you know, get them pruned. That was a neat little, like, point out there as well. It's like when he was doing that whole looking to see how to win.
Yeah, because you have to... It's not that he just scanned time and dimensions and stopped and, oh, we beat Thanos here. Cool, let's pick that one. Like, he had to watch Thanos die and then essentially probably watch, like, the next 1,000 fucking years of each one of these and go, yeah, that's cool, that's cool. Nope, that's bad, that's cool, that's cool. Like, that's bad, that's bad. Right. And like, realize that all, because he couldn't just look at, well, I come back, I survive for the next 40 years on this planet, cool, I die and live a normal life. He had to basically scan time and dimensions again and go, half the universe got blipped out, this half got brought back, now I gotta watch all of the generations until my time scanning thing will not allow me to go any further forward. Or he actually did see the end of time,
right?
And is like, this is where it needs to be, right? Like, you have to know that Doctor Strange knows all possibilities of everything that are going to happen. And the question is whether he fucking remembers them all or not, but we're going to assume
right.
that he's a superhuman and your short-term and long-term memory are the best of anything out there in the world, right? Like, it's just, hey, 10 of 10 on that, dude. Did not forget any of the Nexus events I watched throughout all of time.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, he had to watch himself die. He knows that I'm not infinite. I don't keep going. But he had to figure out, again, we're banking that Doctor Strange is a good guy, right? Like, he just didn't watch time dwell down into some kind of, like, sexless mole rat fucking peoples and was like, yeah, that's where we all belong down the future.
This looks good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We made it.
Oh, well. We'll see. Next week is a lot closer for us as we record this so late. So, thanks everybody for tuning in. Don't forget, you can always catch this discussion over at twodadsreview.com on our podcast as well. Thank you as always for tuning in, and don't forget to like and subscribe and do all the YouTubey things, and we'll catch you guys for the finale next week.
I'm gonna have to listen to that last little piece again, because mid-word, like, you went Australian, I thought, and I was like, that's why my whole face like paused. I was like, how the fuck did he do that? Like, said it normal, and then like at a portion in the middle of the word, you went Australian and then came back out.
I think you had a seizure. I think I'm not sure what happened over there.
If you watched my reaction where my eyes got all big, it may have been a mini stroke. Like, I just was confused at what was happening.
All right. See you guys.
See you guys.